It took Vladimir Putin a few hours to react to pledges made by the coalition of the willing. According to French President Emmanuel Macron, 26 countries out of the group's 35 have said they would deploy troops by land, sea, or air to help protect Ukraine after a ceasefire or peace is reached. This was the Russian president's response.
No. So should there be any troops deployed in Ukraine, especially now, in the course of the military action, we would treat them as legitimate targets.
Vladimir Putin said he saw no reason to deploy foreign troops in Ukraine once peace is signed. He also said that if Ukraine is getting security guarantees, then Russia should get some as well. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed pledges made by the coalition, adding that countries can step up their support to Ukraine before a ceasefire is signed.
In the next few weeks, we'll talk with each country about what exactly they can do. And it's important that security guarantees start working now during the war, not only after it ends.
President Donald Trump has excluded sending U.S. troops to Ukraine, but has mentioned the U.S. providing security guarantees with no details on what they would entail. Responding to journalists on Thursday, Trump said he would hold new discussions with Vladimir Putin soon.